Philadelphia's famous Mutter Museum of Medical History sparked controversy earlier this year. The museum removed all of its online exhibits and videos in the name of an ethical review. This led to national coverage of how a medical history museum should handle human remains from the past, some of which did not come from consenting patients. On Tuesday evening, the museum hosted the first of several community meetings about its future. WHYY's Alan Yu was there.
Around 60 people packed into a room at the Mutter Museum to talk about their concerns with the museum's recent change in direction and where they think it should go in the future. Rachel Lance flew to Philadelphia from North Carolina to attend this meeting. She donated an unusually large uterine fibroid she had removed last year to the museum.
I'm now here because since about November 2022, there has been an obvious shift, and me and my friend who donated her birth heart following a transplant have been largely unable to get any feedback or response from new museum personnel about what's been happening with our own pieces of our own bodies.
Immediately following her comments, another speaker asked, "What about the other specimens in the museum from people who did not provide that same consent for parts of their bodies to be displayed?" The feedback kept coming for more than an hour. Two moderators made it clear this meeting is just for people to air their grievances so museum staff can listen. The museum said there will be other town hall meetings like this every 4 to 6 months for 2 years. Alan Yu, WHYY News.